8:52, back with Rich and Ryan in the morning, and Ryan's got some friends that he wants to talk to.
I sure do. We have Jake Mulford and Lindsay Ness from the Grand Event Center. How are you two doing today?
Doing well.
Good morning. And before we get into this Keep It Local session, I do have to do a quick shout out. It's Jake's birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday, Jake.
Happy birthday. What's the magic number?
33.
Nice. Does it feel any different from 32?
Not at all.
Yeah. I figured as much. So we are here to talk to you two about your business. But before we jump into the business itself, I want to get to know a little bit about you two, because I feel like I've gotten to know you two fairly well, but our listeners haven't yet. So tell us a little bit about each of your backgrounds before the Grand Event Center.
Before the Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Was that even a time? I born and raised, grew up here in town.
Okay.
And moved back to Northfield around 2015 and started kind of bopping around the restaurants in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I've served, bartended, did production for Loon Liquors, and hopped on over at Reunion when they opened, and that's where Lindsay and I first started working together.
Mm-hmm.
And made it through the pandemic there, and then, gosh, just over 2 years ago now is when I jumped on at the Grand. Lindsay was there a little bit longer.
Okay. Lindsay, how about you?
Oh, golly, Jewiz, what a story to tell. I did not grow up in Northfield. I'm from Pine Island, Minnesota.
Okay.
And then I went to college in Mankato, where I started bartending and serving over there. Then I moved to Northfield because I had taken a full-time job in retail management, because I have a degree in English,
mm-hmm.
and so it's not...
So, you know, those are just a straight shot, like English majors, retail management, done.
It's 100% without a doubt what's going to happen. So, just kidding, if you're getting an English degree, like, go ahead and keep pursuing that. It's very worth it.
I basically have an English degree.
And okay. Here we are at your radio station.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
And then, so I landed in Northfield, and I didn't plan on staying, but I liked it so much, and I have a whole boatload of kids, and this is a very nice town for them. And then Jake was running the bar over at Reunion and asked if I was interested in coming over and helping out bartending, front of house, serving.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up doing events over there. Yeah. And then during the pandemic, we were kind of running the show, and, Chuck Pryor kind of presented us with an opportunity and we jumped on it. So that's the short version of who I am.
Nice. Very succinct. Thank you for that.
You left out your all-time favorite bartending coworker aside from Jake.
Rich Larson.
There you go.
Oh, there
and
you
we
go.
Just graduated to all-time favorite boss at KYMN.
Wow. At KYMN.
Yep.
Yes, because in addition to helping run the Grand Event Center, Lindsay also works here as part of our sales staff.
We're Lindsay's side hustle.
Yeah. There you go. I feel like most of us here are side hustlers.
Not me.
No, that's true.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is your full-time gig. But anywho, so the Grand Event Center has quite a history. It's one of the oldest buildings, not only in Northfield, but in Minnesota. It started off as an opera house, and then it was a movie theater for a long time, and then it was a restaurant, and then it evolved into an event center, but it was primarily used for weddings, which is what it became really well known for. Now, since you two have taken ownership, you're really working on kind of doing a rebrand, if you will, or kind of a refresh of that. So can you tell us a little bit more about what that looks like?
Yeah, I think it's really, we're working to expand. It's always been an option for private banquets, mm-hmm. class reunions, graduations.
Sure.
And we are, I think, working more and more to fill the space with, let's say, like public offerings. So we do our Thursday evening dinners, often paired with music,
mm-hmm.
and then our Sunday brunch, Saturday brunch,
karaoke
Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
And then as well, just trying to get the word out more and more about the ability for private events as well.
And not necessarily just for a big wedding, which you still do, of course, too, but for if someone just wants to do a smaller birthday party or something like that. Like,
absolutely.
It could be that. Yeah. And you've done some music showcases there as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And we've partnered with the Northfield Library a couple of times for movie night, and we're just kind of continuing conversations with them about like how to better come up with events that we can host that would maybe be better suited in our space than in the library.
Right.
Author readings that we've hosted with content, just a lot of different ways to engage different groups in the community.
And even some, from what I've heard, drag shows maybe as well. Has that happened?
We have had a few of those. We might even have another one coming up.
Maybe. But you'll have to stay tuned, and that's a whole other topic. So I don't want to take up too much of our time with that. But yeah, so you're really expanding the variety of events that the Grand has hosted in comparison to the past, where it's been a little bit more traditional events. You're kind of trying to figure out what you can do to keep yourself busy and make yourself available to the community, which is really cool. So one other thing that I wanted to talk about too was not only specifically the events that you just mentioned, but with the events that you could see in the future doing, but maybe you haven't done yet. Has there anything that's come up in your minds, but you're still kind of in the exploratory phase?
Man, I wish we had a list of these questions before.
Like Rich said, I like to throw you a little bit of a curveball.
Like, those are the events that we sit down after a long day or to start a long day.
Mm-hmm.
And those are those like brainchilds that you talk about, and it's this exciting new idea, and let's put a pin in it, and that pin stays in there.
It's like on your vision board, you know.
It's like this is what I see.
So, I couldn't even think of one off the top of my head, but I know there are 10,000.
I think we've always discussed musical theater or plays or engage. We've had a couple of different people come look at the space and talk to us about that being an opportunity or an option. It's not ideal for it, just given the backstage green room space that we have right now. But like that is a dream of mine. I would love to do some theater stuff in there. And then just renovations and expansion down the road.
Do you think you'll be continuing to expand? Because I know you do Saturday and Sunday brunch, and then you do Throwback Thursday as well. Are you thinking of continuing to expand the restaurant side of it, or just kind of keep it as is for now with what you have?
I think the goal is always to grow and expand, but right now there's not current plans for it.
Yeah. And we do have so right now we have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Saturday, Sunday morning every week.
Yeah.
And the goal is to, in a perfect world, have the space booked by others, not us putting things on 10 days a week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And we both work 12 days a week, so
we got plenty of time. I was going to say, with all that free time you two have, So what would you say has been one of the big highlights for you since you both took over ownership of the Grand? What have you really enjoyed about having that space?
I think the biggest thing for me is just, not that we've really changed that much, but to have a space where we can, at least in theory, do anything or try anything to really have it be our own. And obviously there are limits in time and budget and everything, but to have a space where the limit really is what we
the limit does
can
not
put
exist.
The effort into. Yeah.
To quote our Mean Girls.
Yeah.
The limit does not exist. Lindsay, kind of same for you, or anything to add to that?
Highlights, the adding of the drag brunches and drag shows absolutely has been the most fun I think I've had working in a restaurant ever.
So
that's some of my favorite things that we've added. I really enjoy kind of learning more about myself in terms of like my leadership style, my management style. Setting an example, we've got a lot of like high school kiddos who are just rock stars for us, and just trying to demonstrate what working in a restaurant can and can't look like. And setting them up for high expectations if they go college, you know, and pick a job at a restaurant. It doesn't always look the same everywhere else. And I just like to be able to shape a positive workspace for everybody. And so the last 2 years finding my my groove to the best of my ability and trying to like lead front of house staff and set an example and help watch them like learn and grow more about the industry.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I mean, learning to be a leader is quite a process in and of itself. And I love that you want to already set the bar high, because I feel like when you start people up there, yes, it may be challenging for them sometimes, but then they only have more room to grow from there. And if they end up going somewhere else where they already have those expectations, they're used to it, they're ready to go, as opposed to having to try and rise up to that new level. So good for you. So to wrap up our Keep It Local segment, where do folks find you online, on social media, all that good stuff, and hours of operation as well for those weekly events that you're open for?
We are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You have our Instagram. You can look up our website, thegrandnorthfield.com.
Okay.
And that has information for booking private events, but also lists of our upcoming public events.
Okay.
And you can get on a mailing list that we will be better and better at actually using to mail people.
Good. Always a good thing.
2025 goals.
Yeah. And for anybody interested in your Saturday and Sunday brunch, what are your hours for that?
Saturday mornings, we open at 9 a.m. This coming Saturday, the 25th, we are closed for a private event. Saturdays, we serve until 1 p.m.
Okay.
And Sundays are 7 to noon, nearly every week.
Okay. Yeah. And there's always a little variation.
There's one or two holiday weeks a year that we close for Sundays.
Nice. Nice. Lindsay, anything else you wanted to add?
Send me an email if you want to have an event.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Jake and Lindsay, for being here today on our Keep It Local for the Grand Events Center. And I think that takes